Okay, let's talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos that comes up on the daf. Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Amar Aleph, Amar Beis. The Gemara says, well, part of Oneg Shabbos is Shalosh Su'udos, eating. The Gemara says, Kol Makayim Shalosh Su'udos B'Shabbos, Nitzel Mishalosh Peronios. Anyone who fulfills Shalosh Su'udos, three meals on Shabbos, will be saved from three Peronios, three terrible difficult times that are going to come. Chevlo shel Mashiach, dina shel Gehenim, Melchemes Gog u'Magog, and the Gemara quotes Pesukim. Then the Gemara quotes, Av Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Kala Ma'ani Gez HaShabbos. Anyone who gives enjoyment to Shabbos, gets enjoyment from Shabbos. Ma'ani Gez HaShabbos, Nostin Lo Nachla B'li Mitzarim, will be given a portion without borders. B'li Mitzarim, Rashi, Ein La Kates. Ein La Kates, without an end. Shene'emar Az Tisanag Al Hashem, V'rkavticha Abama Se'aretz V'achaticha Nachlas, Yaakov Avicha, lo ka'Avram, shekasev bo. Yaakov is infinite, not like Avram, who said, kumis alech ba'aretz la'arko l'rachba. V'lo ki'Yitzchak, shekasev bo, l'chol ezaracha etenes kal aretzo so'el. Ela ki'Yaakov, shekasev bo, ufaratza yama v'kedma, v'tzafona v'negma. He will just spread out. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, nitzo mishibit galios. If somebody is ma'anik Shabbos properly, they will be safe from shibit galios. K'siv hacha, pasuk here, pasuk there. Fine. Kol Rav Yudah Marav. Kol Ma'anig Gez HaShabbos, Nosin Lo Mishalas Libo. Anyone who's Ma'anig Shabbos gets whatever he wants. Nosin Lo Mishalos Libo. Shnei Amar V'Sanag Al Hashem V'Yitin Lecha Mishalos Libecha. Oneg Zeini Diyamau. So what is Oneg Shabbos? Asks the Gemara. Kshu Omer. V'Karas Al HaShabbos Oneg. It says in Yeshayo Perek Nun Ches, you shall call for Shabbos Oneg. Havi Omer is Oneg Shabbos. You don't know what V'Hisanag means at Tehillim, so it must be Oneg Shabbos. B'Meman Go. So how does one be ma'anegit? Rabbi Yehuda Brei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Beshvei the Rav Amar B'Tavshel Shaltardin V'Dagim Gedolim V'Rashi Shumin, very fancy special foods. Rav Chiya Barashi Amarav Afilu Davar Muat Ulakavet Shabbos Aso Hareza Oneg. Even something very small. If you made a Lakavet Shabbos, if you made it for Oneg, so then that is considered Oneg Shabbos. So this is the Gemara about the beauty of Shabbos and the one who fulfills it as much as one can. Okay, so let's go with it back to the beginning. What does it mean, Nachla B'li Mitzarim, and Nachla without borders? If you look in the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, the end of Perek Lamed, the Rambam tells us, what does it mean, Nachla B'li Mitzarim? The Rambam there talks about Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, kol achas mishtehen, shkula, keneged, shar, kol mitzvah haTorah. Both Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are keneged all the other mitzvahs. V'ashabbos hi ha'os, shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu uveinenu la'olam. This is the eternal os. Lefichach, kala over al shara mitzvahs, hariyu b'chlal rishay Yisrael. If somebody violates any of the other mitzvahs, he's a rasha of Yisrael. Avo machal shabbos b'farhesi hari ka'ovid avod azara. Then he loses his status of Yisrael. V'shneyem kigoyim l'chol devrayim. Lefichach, b'shabeach ha'novi v'yomer, ashri enosh yaseh zos, uven adam yachzik ba, shomer shabbos mechalalo. That defines a person. Chol ha'shomer es ha'shabbos kilchasa, u'mechabda, u'ma'anga, kefikocho. If anybody keeps Shabbos and honors it and gives enjoyment to it according to his koach, k'far mefurish b'kabbalah scharo ba'olam hazeh, yeser ala schar atzafun l'olam haba. He's going to get schar in this world, besides all of the schar that obviously we get in the next world. Shene emar, as tisanak al Hashem v'rkavticha b'masi aretz, v'chatich l'achaz Yaakov avicha, ki pi Hashem diber. Quoting the pasuk that was quoted here on the bottom of the Amud, the Rambam clearly understands that to mean olam hazeh. Besides the regular olam haba, a schar that we get for all mitzvahs, but even olam hazeh, if somebody is ma'anig. So interesting, what does that mean in olam hazeh? Somebody might be ma'anig Shabbos and not be live a very a pauper-filled life and a very, not having anything. A pecunious, indigent. So what does it mean, olam hazeh? So it could be because if one is properly ma'anig Shabbos, that will change his whole perspective of even in olam hazeh. And therefore, one can have that attitude no matter what one has. If you look in the Mahari Abuhav, the Beis Yosef, quotes this at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. The first line in the tour in Hilchos Shabbos quotes this Gemara. The first line in Reish Ben Beis, Garsinan Beperek Kol Kisvei. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bishim Rabbi Yosi, Kol Ma'amin Egas HaShabbos, Nosin Lo Nachla B'li Mitzarim. So the Beis Yosef there quotes the Mahari Abuhav. Why is it Nosin Lo Nachla B'li Mitzarim without borders? Hu Mida Kenegen Mida. Shekashem Shehu Mefazer Ma'os. Below Shiur, Litzarach Shabbos, just like he scatters money without any limit for Shabbos. Kayitin olachla below shear, so too he'll be given an achla without a shear. And that's what it means, nisul, right? He accepts all of Shabbos, so therefore any other olos are taken away from him. The Marsha says, just nachla b'misara means a ruchani, a more spiritual schar, which probably is the pashtus of most schar that are mentioned in the Gemara. Okay, the pashtus of this mitzvah of Onik Shabbos is that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Rambam says this at the beginning of Hilchas Perek Lamed of Hilchas Shabbos. We read the end of Perek Lamed, but the beginning of Perek Lamed, right? Rambam, that is much discussed. Arba dvarim namru b'Shabbos. There are four mitzvos that are said about Shabbos. Shnayim in Torah, v'shnayim midivrei sofrim. Two daraisa, two d'rabbanan. Divrei sofrim usually means d'rabbanan. V'hei mefurashin al yidei anaviyim. But they're explained by the Nevi'im, Shebetorah Zachar V'Shamar, V'Shenis Parshu Aydei Nevi'im, Kavod V'Oneg, Shneamar V'Kavasa L'Shabbos Oneg, V'Lekdosh Hashem Mechubat. So the Pasha of the Rambam is Rabbanan. The Meiri in Shavuos says that it is Ikaro Min HaTorah. Shavuos, Chaf Aleph Mabez. They were talking about if you make a Shavua not to eat on various days. So what's Chal, what's not Chal? Make a Shavua to eat. So the Miri says there, Aval Shabbos, Nehmer Bova Koros, Bala Shabbos Oneg, V'chein, Mosef Alzeh, Masha Achil Asor, Remuza Batorah, V'sholosh Su'udos, V'shudavar She'ikara Min HaTorah. Hashar divrei sofrim shvua chala alav. If it's other divrei sofrim that is not merumaz in the Torah, there may be a shvua can be chal on it, but here a shvua can't. So that's the pashtus that is d'rabbanan. But a number of achronim point out that maybe it is something deeper. The Chasam Sofer and the Aruch Laner, both. The Chasam Sofer here on Kuf Yud Aleph Amun Aleph, the Aruch Laner and Yevamis, Daf Tzadi Gimel say that it is really daraisa. Really daraisa. The Chasam Sofer quotes the Rambam that we just read and says, V'yein kavanaso shumi divrei rabbanan u divrei kabbalah kisimchas purim. Onik Shabbos is not like Simchas Purim, says the Chasam Sofer. El hu daraisa mamish. Nomar bal peh halacha lemoshe misinai. V'asa yishayo v'asmechei akra. Right, it has to be daraisa. And it's merumas. And Yishayo put it on the pasuk. The ilav achi, shohei halacha lemoshe misinai. If it wouldn't be halacha lemoshe misinai daraisa, lo hayo navi rashar lechadish ever me'ata. Yishayo couldn't come up with something new. El al karcha, halacha lemoshe misinai. V'kari le midivre. So for him, kimo, kidushe kesef. Just like kidushe kesef. Beginning of Hilchas Ishus, which is also famous divrei sofrim, shememisa naleim, and if a woman is mekudeshes with divrei with kedusha kesef, there's chiyav misa, there's eishes ish, v'ravim korei lehu midivrei sofrim ki yadua, and it's known umishemachi, and that's why the Rama paskins in Hilchas Shavuos da nishpar l'sanos b'shabes haveli shvua shav, ma she'en kein l'sanos b'chanuk of Purim, that is mishum to inui shabes iser daraisa, not being ma'anik shabes is a violation of daraisa, v'chanuk of Purim chidshu sofrim. V'lo avi shvua shav, right? Chanukah and Purim are different. That's not a shvua shav. V'chei pasak b'ilchas nedarim v'chulu. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, it is daraisa. Then he adds, v'dal afi ani yadaiti, not our topic now, but once we're open, yishchilek bein Shabbos l'yantif. De b'yantif mitzvah sachila daraisa mi v'samachta. Aval ein oneg mefurash bo. V'yaocha v'shose shalo l'te'avon. Nihi delola his aneg mikamacho mitzvahs achila kiyem. Mashenki mishabes boy oneg dafka. You have to enjoy it, not just go through the motions. You have to enjoy it. Okay, that's not for now. Chasam Sofer says it is daraisa halacha moshe b'sinai, and Yishayo couldn't make something new, and that's exactly what the Aruch Laner also says in his commentary in Yevamis on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Again, just to see if there's another line, just to read. Shalo yevatel onik Shabbos mashpat onik Shabbos daraisa kibin demikra darashkein. And then he quotes demize atzmo muchach demidaraisa shrei ein nabi rashi lechadish never meata. The Chasam Sofer. If you look at the Targum Yonasan Menuziel, interesting line that is pointed out in Kisisa on laasos es haShabbos. Right, we say v'shomer b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos laasos es haShabbos. Says Rabbi Yonasan Menuziel v'yinturin b'nei Yisrael yashabsa b'nei Yisrael shagard Shabbos lemevad tafnuke Shabbos. To make delicacies. L'darehon kiyamalan. So tavnuke shabsa. So, and if you look in the pirish on that, on the Rabbi Yosef ben Uziel, kashale ma la'asos es ha-shabbos, haloshev al tasehu. Right? Shamru, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael means not to do something. And then la'asos is to make something. That's what he's bothered by. El shlo lehis atsev b'shabbos, v'la'asos tafnuke v'tanukim. Don't be sad. Enjoy yourself. Okay, that's the Pirush Yonah on Rabbi Yonah ben Uziel. The Mishnah Berurah even already says this. The first Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, beginning of Reish Ben Beis. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch there says, Afilu Mishazorach Lacherim, this is also from today's daf, even if somebody needs other people to support him, Em Yishlomad Mishalo, Tzorach Lazari, Tatsmo Lachabed Esa Shabbos. Velo Amru, but the Mishnah Berurah says, "Iker mitzvahs onik Shabbos is parish lado de neviim." Kamosha remember because of Shabbos onik. The Yesh poskim shesfiralu di ikarum and ator. He quotes this from the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, where the Ramban says, "What does mikra kodesh mean?" Shahashabbos hu bechlam mikra kodesh. Shneamar v'yom hashvi'i Shabbos Shabbosor mikra kodesh. U mikra kodesh pirshu Chazal. What does mikra kodesh mean? Lekadsho ulechabdo biksus nikiya. Ula'ango ba'oneg achila vishasiya. That is part of the da'oraisa. Part of da'oraisa of mikra kodesh. The kiyum of mikra kodesh is eating and drinking and nice clothes. And then he quotes all of the chazals that we just said, and he goes through the different levels of when do you have to get supported, when do you have to use your own money, the chulu. But again, there's a daraisa element to Shabbos, to Oneg Shabbos, even though it's based on Psukim in Yeshayahu. So we know, we alluded to it before already, but Shabbos and Yontif are somewhat different. Yontif has Simcha. Yontif has Simchas Yontif, v'samachta b'chagecha. Shabbos has Oneg. And they're different. Tosfos in Moed Katan points out, as we know, davar yadua the halacha, that Avelus is broken by Simchas Yantif, but it's not broken by Shabbos, by Onik Shabbos, right? Every Shiva has a Shabbos in it. Right? By definition, it's Shiva. Yantif doesn't. Why is that? And that's what Rov Rishonim say, right? There are allusions to others. The Eben Ezra wrote Ki Eshmer Shabbos, right? The Zemer that we sing, and we say in there, Ki Yom Simachos Hu Usesamcheni. So there, you see there's an idea of Simcha also on Shabbos. But in general, this is the chiluk. Oneg versus Simcha of Salvechik has a Yahrzeit Shir where he discusses Simchas Yantiv, because Yantiv is connected to the Beis HaMikdash, is connected to our going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a unique type of Simcha. Shabbos is more connected to our homes. Hashem comes to us, right? He talks about the conceptual difference between Shabbos and Yantiv, whether it's we are going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to us. But either way, that's the difference between Simcha and Oneg. The Gemara in Psachim says that Shabbos is one of the exceptions to the rule of Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lachem. Remember, that's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says there, Psachim Samaches Amebeis. According to Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo la'adam b'yantav ela ochal v'shose o yoshiv v'shone. On Yantav, you have a choice. You can either be involved in Gashmias the whole day or involved in Ruchnias the whole day. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chalkeyu. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you should split it. Half Gashmias, half Ruchnias, and that's what we hold. And Rabbi Yochanan says they both are from the same pasuk. Why? Because one pasuk says Atzeres Lashem Alokecha. One pasuk says Atzeres Tiel Lachem. So is it yours? Is it for Hashem? So Rabbi Lezer says you have a choice. O Kulo Lashem, O Kulo Lachem. And Rabbi Yeshua says no. Chalkeu Chetzi Lashem Chetzi Lachem. Fine, general machlokas. But then the Gemara says three exceptions to the rule. Three exceptions where everybody agrees that you need lachem, that you can't spend your whole day in the Beis Medrash. So three exceptions. Number one, Shavuos. Hakol modim ba'atzeres tibina nami lachem. Right, the most startling one. You might think, Shavuos, the day that we got the Torah, for sure you could be involved in learning all day. No, everybody agrees you need lachem. My taima yom shenit nebo torahu. The day the Torah was given, and that's what Rashi says, she yismach bo b'machol v'mishteh, laharos shenoach u'mekubal yom zeli Yisrael. Sheninna Torah bo, to show that we are so happy. When we're happy about something, as human beings, we make a party. Yom Sheninna bo Torah Yisrael. Right? Maybe this relates to the Gemara and Shabbos also, that we have the Torah, not the Malachim, and therefore we celebrate our humanness on Shavuos. That's exception number one. Exception number two is the one that's important for us. Amar Rabba, akol modim b'Shabbos, tibina nami lachem. Everybody agrees Shabbos needs lachem, my time of a karasa, la Shabbos oneg. Oneg Shabbos, right? And therefore everybody agrees you need lachem. And Amar Rav Yosef, akol modim b'Purim, Tvina Melachem, also Purim, Yonaitaimi may Mishteh, Visimcha Ksibbe. Mishteh Visimcha, it says, and therefore these are the three exceptions. Shavuos, Shabbos, and Purim, but that is, again, Oneg Shabbos. There is no bracha on the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Right, so that's the question of why isn't there a bracha. So one might say, well, maybe there is a bracha. This is always an approach that one uses when we say that there is no bracha on a certain mitzvah. There's no bracha on Tibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So some Rishonim say, no, you use the Kiddush one, you use that Asher Galanu one. There's no bracha on the mitzvah Sayom of Purim. Okay, have it in mind by the Shechianu, by the Mikra Megillah. But there's no bracha on Onik Shabbos. So again, some say maybe a Yotze with Alakas Neiris, that bracha. Maybe a Yotze with Kiddush. But there are two other suggestions given. Number one, there is no specific act that is mandated. When do you make a brichas ha-mitzvah? When there's a specific act that you have to do. You have to shake a lulav, you have to blow shofar, you have to read the Megillah, you have to put up a fence around the roof, according to those who say you make a bracha on makkah, right? You have to do a specific act. Oneg, there's 100 different actions that you might be able to use to fulfill this mitzvah. You could have chicken, you could take a walk, you could go to sleep. There are so many different mitzvahs, that actions that you could use to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, there is no bracha. A bracha is this specific act Hashem told me to do. No, Hashem didn't tell me to do this specific act. Onik Shabbos even includes not doing things. Not doing things. There is a beautiful smock. A beautiful smock. The smock says, and it's basically quoted also in the Torah in Siman Shin Vav, the smock says, L'his anig b'shabbos. He, by the way, also counts it as a mitzvah. The smock counts Mrs. Drabanan, like some of the Gonim also. Reish pe aleph. Says the smock, l'his anig b'shabbos. He doesn't count it as separately. He's part of the mitzvah of Kiddush also. L'his anig b'shabbos, dechsiv across l'shabbos oig. V'chein ramza Moshe Rabbeinu b'Torah. Dechsiv. V'yasisa kol malachtecha. Ve'eich yuchal adam la'asos kol malachto b'shavu echad. 6 days you shall do all of your work. Kol malachtecha. How could that be? How could you do all your work in a week? Ela yire la'adam b'chol Shabbos. She'yu kol malachosav asuyos. What do we have to do? We have to view it on Shabbos as if we did everything. There's nothing else to do. We have to just release and give it up when Shabbos comes. Nothing else to do. The ein lecha oneg gadol mizeh. There's no greater oneg. If we could really condition ourselves to really realize and feel, there's nothing else to do. Kilu kol malachtecha asuya, that's the greatest oneg in the world. Ubechlal ze ksiv v'kibato me'asos derechecha, that's oneg. So oneg Shabbos is not thinking about everything I have to take care of, and all of the tirdos of the week. And this is also in the Torah. The Torah in Siman Shin Vav says, V'hirur ba'asaka mutter. You're allowed to be maharer about your businesses. U'mikol makom mishum oneg Shabbos, mitzvah shelo yechashi b'hem klal. It's a mitzvah not to think about them. He quotes exactly what the smock said. V'zeo shekasev shishas yom tavo v'yisizu kol malachtecha, v'en adam yachol la'asos kol malachto b'shivu echad, ela yira adam b'chol Shabbos ki umlatcha asuya, v'en lecha oneg gadol mizeh. That is the beautiful smock. The Beis Yosef quotes this from Rabbeinu Yonah. V'chein ono omer, and that's what we say by mincha. Menuchas shalom v'hashket v'vetach. Menuchas shleima shatarotzeba. Right, that's a complete menucha. And we say in benching, shalotei tzara v'yagon b'yom menuchasenu. No tzara, no yagon on our yom of menucha. That is oneg. That is all another answer. Why there is no bracha? Because there's no davar mesuyam, right? Even this, not thinking about something. The other suggestion given, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this all the way at the end of Choshen Mishpat, and that is, maybe Chazal were not misakin a bracha on anything that's not nikar, that it's a mitzvah. Put on tzitzis, goyim aren't putting on tzitzis. That's pretty clear that it's a mitzvah. Tfilin. But kibud avim, there's no mitzvah, there's no bracha. Why? So one answer is that you're helping out your father. It doesn't look like you're doing anything unique. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, that sanctified us with his mitzvos. But something that everybody does, so that's, you're not going to make a bracha on that. It could be a mitzvah. You're not going to make a bracha on that. And that's also by having a festive meal. A festive meal, that's not, everybody has festive meals. All religions have festive meals. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says on the last page of Choshen Mishpat. Ilule divrei hakadmonim ha'inir litam. Mashlo tiknu brachos be'elu ho'inyanim. Many different inyanim. Da'af agav da'ha isha yisraeli mechuyav la'asos ga mitzvah sichlios. Lo mipnei ha'seichel. Even though Jews have to do mitzvahs because Hashem told us, mikom makom, kedushas Yisrael eino nikar kol kach b'hasichlios kmo b'shemios. But kedushas Yisrael is not as nikar in the sichlios as it is in the shemios. V'lachein lo tiknu brachos al mitzvah sichlios. V'derech eretz yish b'hem b'cholom v'lashon. V'lo tiknu l'varech asher kadosh b'mitzvosav im ki einam osim rak b'bnei haseichel. Mikom makom yish b'hem asuyos ke'elu. Ubaze asi shaper kol mashik shu tseva lamad v'chulu Shabbos v'yatif mitzvah lecha v'lishtos v'lo tiknu bracha al zeh. Right, there's no bracha besides for the first matzah on Pesach night. Why? Because everybody eats. Everybody eats, and therefore there is no bracha on that. One final point, there is a Yerushalmi. The Me'iri quotes this Yerushalmi both in the Hagdama and on today's daf, and the Rama quotes this as well. The Raman Reish Sadik. But the Me'iri said to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Bamema ango, how do you fill Onik Shabbos, Mars Amar Bishena, Umar Amar Batama Torah? One says sleep, one says learning. Velo pligi, kam betalmud, kam bebalabais. Depends what we're talking about, Talmud Chacham or a Balabayas. Upirshu Barabosai, and he says, my Rabbeim have explained, and he explained this in Akdama too, the opposite of what you would have thought. Shatalmud, I'm sorry. First he says what you would have thought. Shatalmud ma'ango b'talmud toru, Balabayas b'sheina. That's what my Rabbeim say. Right, the Balabayas could sleep, and the Talmud Chacham learns. Va'ani omer hefech advarim, says the Me'iri. Sha'talmud sheshone kol yimei ha'shavua. A Talmud Chacham was learning the whole week, b'kayim b'shabbos onik shena. Shelo yehei sichlo lo e yoser midai. He needs a break. Aba Balabayas shemisasik kol yimei sachal basakov. Roy lo lisasik ma'at b'shabbos b'talmud Torah. Derech oneg. V'hushara'isi lo ninu yamim tovim v'shabbos elo lasok b'torah. Because he's busy the whole week, and therefore special oneg is doing something different than you don't do the whole week. And the Rama, the Me'iri, but the Rama already quotes this Yerushalmi in Simen Reish Tzadi, Upalim Ubali Batim, Shehinam Oskim Batorah Kol Yimei HaShavua, Yasku Yoser Batorah B'Shabbos, V'Talmidei Chachamim, Hoskim Batorah Kol Yimei HaShavua, V'Talmidei Chachamim Yamshichu Yoser Ba'oneg Achilu V'Shtiyu Ksas, Terehim Es'an Gibili Mudam Kol Yimei HaShavua. Quotes this from the Beis Yosef in the name of Yerushalmi. Okay, we'll stop here. A little bit about Oneg Shabbos.